From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. Welcome to the first day of summer. Coming up, we've got quite a show for you today, including Senator Chris Dodd on a bill he hopes will help solve some long-standing civil rights era murders. And we've got Dr. Rowe kicking off summer with some healthy heat eating tips. But first, let's go to the headlines. Today, we start in New Orleans, where the Army Corps of Engineers says some neighborhoods could still see as much as 8 feet of flooding if another big storm hits. Among the hardest hit would be parts of the city's northern Gentilly and Lakeview neighborhoods. With that said, the Corps insists New Orleans, on the whole, is far better prepared for a 1 in 400 chances storm, like Katrina, than it was 2 years ago. And that, they say, is because of improvements the Corps has made to the Big Easy's dated levee system. Our second headline takes us to Washington, D.C., where the head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division testifies today. Juan Kim is set to answer questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee about reports that his department's become increasingly politicized. The Washington Post also ran a piece today on the man Kim replaced, Bradley Schlossman. You may remember he testified before the same committee earlier this month and admitted that he had boasted about hiring Republican lawyers. Now, the Post reports that at least 3 minority women lawyers were transferred out of the division because Schlossman questioned their political loyalties. To date, he denies taking any improper action against any division attorney.